Going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. You see the title. So today we're going to talk about stretching, the negative sides of it, kind of the myths behind stretching in general for athletic performance, overall health, all that sort of stuff. So I'm sure everyone has been told that they need to stretch. Stretching is important. You need to do it before you exercise, after you exercise. And the problem with that is there's not a lot of research to even back up those sort of claims, like that you have to do it. And just in my personal experience, too, training people who were very into yoga, they had the most injuries out of anyone. They would even come to me because they were having problems, and they were like, no matter how much yoga I do, I'm still getting hurt doing random household things, you know, just living life, hurting their knees, hurting their backs, that sort of thing. So we're going to dive into some things, or I guess myths that people have about stretching. So first of all, you definitely, just as a general rule of thumb, you should not be stretching before you work out. I don't know where that came from. There's no research to back that up, and there's plenty of research to show that the opposite is actually true. You should not be stretching before you work out. What you should do is a warm-up. So a lot of times people get confused between flexibility and mobility, and that's really what this is about. Flexibility increases the range of motion of that joint, right, by stretching the muscles. But if those muscles aren't prepared to go that far, or the structural integrity of that joint isn't ready for that. So let's say you do some serious static stretching before you have, like, we'll say like a basketball game or something like that. If you're changing the range of motion of your joints right before you're going into a high intensity, you know, physical performance type situation, you're going to run into issues, right? This is how a lot of injuries happen. A lot of high school, college sports teams still make their athletes stretch before they do anything. And it's kind of setting them up for failure, and it's asking for injury, and it's directly causing injury, okay? So what a lot of good programs will do now is they have dynamic warm-ups. They have mobility routines that they're putting athletes through, which is important. But on the other side of the coin, too, people still believe you need to stretch after you work out. And it's not a terrible thing, but there still is very, very little research to show that has any benefit. And in fact, more research is coming out that it has a detrimental effect. So what I'm going to do is read part of an article here by Phil Maffetone. It's called The Dangers of Stretching. It was published August 1st, 2017. And we're just going to dive into some statistics, can't say that word, that pop up in this article. So one paragraph here says, clinicians who evaluated muscle function in athletes observed one outstanding factor. Stretching a muscle could make it longer, the reason to increase flexibility, and this resulted in a reduction in function and loss of power. In other words, stretching caused abnormal inhibition and weakness. This was a consensus on this issue by many, although certainly not at all clinicians. So we know that's part of the reason why you don't want to stretch before you do anything athletic, right? It directly reduces power output, because what stretching does is it's kind of deadening the nervous system's response time and connection to that muscle group, right? Which is not really what you want. If you're trying to sprint, jump, do certain things, you want your nervous system firing the right way, right? You don't want it to be dead. You don't want it to be tired. You don't want that pathway to be blocked. And that's what happens when you static stretch for long periods of time, okay? So, again, the point of this episode isn't to tell you that stretching is always bad. It's always going to cause problems. But people's view of it, they think it's the solution to everything. Your back hurts, you need to stretch it. Hamstring hurts, you need to stretch it. When in fact, the research is showing that the opposite is true. And just anecdotally, I had an SI joint about a year ago. SI joint injury, I should say. Forgot that word. And it was preventing me from from squatting, deadlifting, that sort of thing. I honestly thought that I wasn't going to be able to do those things ever again. It hurt so bad. And it was the first major injury that I've had pretty much in my entire life. And I spent close to a year just stretching it every day, multiple times a day, like 5-6 times, just stretching it so much. I was stretching my lower back, my glutes, my hamstrings, everything, hip flexors. I just wanted everything to be loose around that area. and it just prolonged the issue. It just made it so much worse. And one day I finally accidentally it healed because I just finally gave up. I was like, I'm done stretching this thing. It's not helping me any. So I completely stopped, and literally within like 2 months, the issue pretty much went away. I could squat and deadlift again and feel a thing. So the problem is, when we have pain, that usually means there's weakness somewhere in the body. It doesn't mean something is necessarily tight. And it's a big problem that people face. They feel pain in an area. They think that area needs to be stretched. It's just tight. They just need to get the knot out. They need to fix it that way. But really, that muscle might be hurting because there's a weakness in that area, right? Or there's a weakness in a corresponding area that has an effect on that particular muscle group. Okay, so step one is, stretching isn't always the answer. You should talk to experts. You should research issues. But very rarely is stretching going to solve your problem. All right, so that's rule number one, is it's not the solution. Okay. Let's run through this article again. He talks about how in the 70s and 80s, that's when the whole stretching thing became very popular. And there's just a ton of research coming out now. Let's look at this here. He says one particular study conducted by Jay Kramer and colleagues from the Department of Kinesiology at the University of Texas compared changes in muscles that were stretched and not stretched in the same person. It concluded that stretching one muscle can also impair another muscle that was not stretched, possibly through a central nervous system inhibitory mechanism. In other words, by weakening a muscle through stretching, the brain and spinal cord may trigger other muscles that are not stretched to become weak as well. This may occur, for example, even in muscles in the left leg when those in the right leg are stretched. That's kind of scary, right? Because we know the nervous system is just big. If you look at it, there's a brain, and it kind of stems down like the roots of a tree. So everything is on a very connected neurological loop. So if you're deadening the connection the nervous system has to a particular muscle group by stretching it, you, by default, you're affecting other muscle groups that you're not stretching. And that's problematic, right? If you want to stretch your hamstrings, but then your power output to your quads and your hips and stuff start to shut down as well, that's an issue. And that's where injuries arise, not only because the joints are getting stretched to a point that they're not used to, right? And then you go and jump into an athletic endeavor and the joints are moving past where they should be, right? The muscle's not ready for it. The joint's not ready for it. That's why I think a lot of knee problems are coming from, is, you know, especially in high school and college and just training people in general, everyone stretches their quads and hamstrings, right? That's just a very common thing to do. But the rise in knee injuries is astronomical. Okay. So that would be the second point here, is that you're affecting not only the muscle you're stretching, but other systems in your body that you're not even trying to stretch, right? So you really want to take a look at your routine, your exercise routine in general, and say, where am I stretching where I don't need to? If you're doing it before, you need to completely stop doing that. You need to do a warm-up. You need to do dynamic exercises, mobility, right? And that's really my main point here, is mobility is always going to be better than flexibility. And it's, people think the two are synonymous and they're not, right? Mobility is your ability to move through a range of motion. Oftentimes can be defined as your ability to move through a range of motion, especially under a load, right? Under weight, under resistance. It's not the same as flexibility. Flexibility is like, how far can your joint move? That's it. It has nothing to do with your ability to move through a proper range of motion, right? With good form, with the proper function of the other parts of the body, okay? So don't get the two confused. They're very different things. Flexibility, think like yoga. Mobility, think like almost like gymnastics type stuff, where they can move through different ranges of motion. They have good flexibility, but they also have very good structural integrity of their joints, and they have great mobility. Flexibility is the least important of their skill set. Okay. So I'm going to read some more from this article. Other studies demonstrated adverse effects on lower limb power, sprinting ability, vertical jump, and aerobic endurance training. Despite these studies, the tradition of stretching continues in power sports, track and field, basketball, and endurance sports. So there's multiple studies showing the negative effects of it. It reduces power output, puts your joints in compromised positions, And it's just, it doesn't improve performance whatsoever, not in endurance, not in power output, not in certain athletic skill sets. It does nothing. So why are people continuing to do it? And it's really just a cultural thing. It was a cultural thing back in the 70s and 80s, and it kind of just stuck. People think it's good because, yeah, your muscles feel relaxed afterwards, but it's not moving you closer to your goal. It's not improving your situation at all. Okay. And again, I'm going to refer back to all the yoga people that I trained coming to me complaining about all these like little ticky-tack injuries, their, you know, their ankle, their foot, their knee, their back, and they just kept stretching it because they like yoga, and there's nothing inherently wrong with it. But I think doing yoga in the absence of doing other strength training, other stabilization training, and mobility training is a bad idea. Your joints are just so loose and they're just floating around in ways that aren't exactly safe for you, right? So, and it's the same can be said for like the bodybuilder type people that never stretch and they never do mobility either. They're so tight that they can't even, you know, move through completely normal human ranges of motion because they're so muscle bound, right? There's a balance that needs to be met between these two ends of the spectrum, right? You have your yogis on one side that, you know, they're just so loose that they can't do any strength training, you know, because they get injured. And that was the problem they faced too when I was training them. Like, it would hurt for them to squat, to do certain things, because their joints are literally just not held together by anything. They're just like made of rubber. And then you have the other side of the spectrum, like I said, like the bodybuilder types that can't do anything because they're so muscle bound. They can't do anything athletic, right? They don't have great mobility either because they just have so much muscle mass, they don't focus on it. So both of these ends of the spectrum, they're kind of connected because neither of them have great mobility. And it goes back to my point that flexibility and mobility and strength, they're not the same things. Okay, there's a balance that needs to be met between the two, right? And there's one more section of this article that I wanted to look at or to read to you. Okay, this part right here, an important issue almost got lost in what sometimes became a heated debate. There were few, if any, published studies that consistently demonstrated that stretching reduced injuries or improved endurance performance, the two main reasons given for stretching. So, again, there's no good studies that show that it improves anything. And again, you can do your own research on this topic, but I can say anecdotally from my own experience with myself, with training people, the stretching was the least productive activity that we did. I did mobility with people. I strengthened areas that I thought needed to be strengthened. And I've never had a client get injured on my watch. And I think the lack of emphasis on stretching that I gave them is part of the reason for it. Again, if you're stretching and you're consistently getting injured, it's worth experimenting with to just kind of cut it out completely and see what happens to you. Especially if you're one of those people that gets all these little ticky-tack injuries all the time and you think your solution is to stretch that area or you need to stretch more. It's probably not. It's probably the opposite. You probably need to strengthen something. You need more stabilization training. You need to work on your mobility with resistance, right? So, let's see. I think there's one more part of this article I wanted to say. Yeah, so he recommends an active aerobic warm-up, get your heart rate up, get warm, and do some mobility stuff, right? Move through the range of motion you're about to. If you're about to hit leg day, you're going to squat, do a warm-up, like walk for 5 minutes, and then do some air squats. Move through that range of motion that you're about to move through with the weight before you hit the weights, if that makes sense. And as far as endurance athletes go, too, there's, like the article said, there's nothing showing it helps with performance for endurance athletes. You don't need your muscles to be, like, you don't need your joints to extend beyond a certain range of motion for endurance, right? Your job is to go for as long as you can. Flexibility has nothing to do with that, right? But your ability to move, aka your mobility, is important in that situation because you're moving. Flexibility is for static stretching. It's for holding your joint in a certain position for whatever amount of time, right? Mobility is your ability to move. If you're an endurance athlete, your ability to move is pretty important. If you're an athlete, your ability to move is very important. So, again, distinguish between the two. Strength flexibility and mobility. They're very different things, very different aspects of your body's health that you need to focus on. Okay. Let me read the closing statements here. So the article is also citing that stretching is damaging the muscle tissue. And I think that was part of the problem with my SI joint. When you're stretching it, you're pulling those muscle fibers apart. So if they had started to heal before you did that, you just kind of ripped them back open again. And I think that's what was happening with me. You know, my the SI joint, that's your sacroiliac crest. It's right at the top of your butt, your lower back, that area, kind of on the side. That's where I had it. You know, I literally, like I said, within 2 months of not stretching, just leaving it completely alone, the pain went away. I was stretching it, and I kid you not, 5-6 times a day for like 5 to 10 minutes, just trying to deaden the pain to that area. And that's, again, that article also talks about it as well. I'm going to cite it one more time. It's philmaffetone.com, and the title of it is Dangers of Stretching. So if you just Google dangers of stretching, the article will pop up for you. But it also talks about how stretching kind of deadens the pain that people feel, right, in a certain area. And so they think it's solving their problem. When in reality, like I said before, pain usually means a weakness, right, a muscle weakness somewhere, maybe not that area specifically, but in a corresponding muscle group, okay? So that's why people think it kind of solves their problem, because it's a temporary fix to the pain they're experiencing. And that's what I was doing with my SI joint. I would stretch it. It would feel good for like 5-10 minutes. I thought I did something productive for it. And it just wasn't true. I was tearing apart those muscle fibers again, re-damaging that area, right? And then hoping for the best after that. It's not a solution to your problem. It's a temporary little fix that you can feel good for a few minutes, maybe a day or two. But it's not the end of your problem, right? You want to focus on strength and stabilization. So again, go look at that article. This is just an overview of it, and kind of a good, to me, a good sign that the research is starting to point in the other direction. I've never advised people to do tons of stretching. I had a client who, she was big into yoga, but she was also big into weight training, and the balance between the two, I think, helped her a lot. I'm not a huge fan of yoga because of the research that is coming out. Because yogis tend to neglect all other aspects of their health. They think that just being completely flexible is the solution to injury and injury avoidance and healing, and that is just dead wrong. It's not to say you shouldn't stretch ever, right? It's just this prioritization of flexibility over mobility and over strength too, right? So that kind of, it's like, should be flipped on its head. It should be strength, mobility, and flexibility, in my opinion. If you're strong, you're going to be stable. If you're stable, you're going to be able to move well. If you're able to move well, you will probably be pretty flexible in the process, right? So you need to switch the hierarchy on its head. I don't want to keep this going too long. Just a quick little episode for you guys to understand the negative sides of stretching, why it's not a solution to your problems, right? It's not really a solution to any problem, besides maybe very rarely will you have muscle soreness that can be solved with stretching as well. It might help flush some lactic acid out, but again, you're re-damaging the muscle tissue. So when people were sore, when I would train them, I would say, just move, go for a walk, go for a run, do something, move that area. You want to get blood flow. Stretching gets a little bit of blood flow in there, but it's not really healing it. Like I said, it's re-damaging that area. To heal, you need blood flow. You need nutrients to get back to that area. You need the blood flow to flush the lactic acid out, right? Stretching doesn't do any of those things. So I hope this episode helped you guys. I hope it kind of shifts your perspective on stretching and athletics and performance in general. And again, do your own research. Look at that article. And I think your opinions will change on it. So I want to thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you on the next one. We'll be right back.